I am part of a group called Psychoanalysts for Social Responsibility. We are a part of the APA, the American Psychological Association, is divided into divisions. Division 39 is the Division of Psychoanalysis. It's one of the largest divisions in the APA. I think we're about sixth, about 3,000 members. Psychoanalysts for Social Responsibility is a section of that division. So I, along with many of the rest of us in that group, were very concerned about the this report. Now, I don't know if you're aware, but Red Cross reports are always confidential. They're meant only for the White House. Okay. And Neil Lewis said that somebody had leaked him the report, and on that basis had reported in the Times, then later was interviewed on PBS saying the same thing, saying that he knew for sure that psychologists were involved. So that's how it started. So then I called the APA Ethics Office, because I figured it would come under their purview. And there were emails back and forth within our group, what should we do, you know, and I decided on my own just to call Steve Behnke, who's the director of the Ethics Office of the APA, and he said he was aware of these reports, and he said he thought what was going to happen is at the next meeting of the APA Council of Representatives, which is called CORE, that's the governing body of the APA, it's kind of like the legislature. And at their next meeting, he thought that they were going to appoint a task force to provide ethical guidelines for these people. That was kind of what he said, for these people, meaning the psychologists working at Guantanamo and these other sites. And that concerned me because I thought, wait a minute, the task force is going to provide ethical guidelines for them. What about the fact that they're involved at all? The question is, should they be there in the first place, which they didn't seem, according to what he told me, they were not going to address that. But anyway, the whole issue went on hold because any question you raised or any issue was always, well, we're going to appoint this task force, and the task force is going to look into it. We've got to see what they say. So they did. They did appoint the task force. It's called PENS. The PENS report came out in June of 2005, and it was appalling to me and to other members of this of our group. We're called Section 9 for short. That's a section, a psychoanalyst for social responsibility. And we were appalled at the fact that there was no issue raised about whether psychologists should be involved at all. And the loopholes in it, I mean, it sounded good on the surface because they said that psychologists do not torture, should not be involved in torture. That sounds good. Except that they were using the American definition of torture, which, of course, as you know, at that time was the Ubibe definition, which meant, you know, you could basically do anything except break somebody's organs and it wouldn't be called torture, rather than using the international definition, which is, of course, much narrower. And that there was no question raised about whether psychologists should be involved at all, and that they were using the APA Ethics Code, which I'm sure you're aware has Standard 102, which is a gaping loophole in the ethics code, because that basically says that, now that was changed like a week ago, and although it hasn't gone into, won't go into effect until June 1st, but at that time, back in 2005, you could basically do anything you want. If you could say you were following orders, that would exempt you from any kind of culpability. So there were gaping loopholes. In addition to that, the PENS report was not signed. They didn't, the members were kept secret. So we decided that there was something more severe going on. I became involved with a group called PEPA, a Psychologist for an Ethical APA, and they then developed a website called withholdingapadues.com. And so there's several groups here. There's my group, Psychoanalysts for Social Responsibility. There's PEPA. There's withholdingapadues.com. A movement started to withhold dues. I talked to Behnke at length, and what happened is, going a year forward into 06, by this point the members were leaked. The names of the PENS task force were leaked. So we knew then that 6 of the 9 voting members were drawing paychecks from the Pentagon. So, of course, I was enraged at that. So I had a lengthy discussion with Behnke, actually face-to-face in D.C. in about June of 06, And it was clear to me that the APA was just interested in protecting the rights of psychologists to be at these detention centers and to do whatever they were going to do at the detention centers. You know, and a guy named Kuchar was at that time president of APA. I emailed him. I said, I'm very concerned about all these allegations. This is in early of 06. And he said, oh, you're being misled by the media. It's all media reports, and it doesn't mean anything, and nobody has any evidence, and you can't give me any names of anybody. Well, unfortunately for him, I had, at that point, the United Nations Commission report had come out. That came out in February of 06. The UN Commission on Human Rights, I believe, is the name of the commission, gave a report on Guantanamo in which they said that there were healthcare professionals involved and that they had not only consulted on torture techniques, but that they were compromising health records, confidential health records. So they were using information that was confidential about people's mental health and using that to try to get information from people, which, of course, is a major ethical transgression. So I wrote back to Kuchar, and I said, well, Dr. Kuchar, actually, my information is not from media reports. It's from largely from the UN Commission, and here's what they said, and if you have any evidence of the contrary, please let me know. I don't hear back from Kuchar. So I replied a couple weeks later. I said, Dr. Kuchar, I'm waiting your response. I get no response. A few weeks later, Dr. Kuchar, I have not heard back from you. I'm still waiting for your response. I get a response from Kuchar that says, don't hold your breath. Okay, so here's a guy who tells me that I do not have evidence. He has the evidence. I don't know the facts. I give him the facts as I know them, and he tells me that he's not going to respond to me. So, I mean, that wiped out any vestige of doubt I had about what the APA was about. There was clear to me the lines were drawn, that they have no interest in anything except protecting the psychologists who were down there. Meanwhile, at about this time, March of 06, shortly after, Kuchar in February of 06 wrote a scathing editorial attacking anybody who would suggest that psychologists were involved in any of these things, saying nobody had any names. Well, as I told Kuchar, I said, first of all, names are irrelevant. It doesn't matter what the names of the people are. If there are psychologists involved, they're involved, whether we know their names or not. Furthermore, as Kuchar well knows, you don't know the names of people at Guantanamo. If you go down there and visit, which is, of course, very difficult to do, they turn the name badges around, so you don't know who the names of the people are, even if you meet them. So that was a complete red herring. All those things convinced me that the APA was only interested in covering up and protecting the psychologists, whatever they were doing down there, and they didn't care about the ethics of what they were doing. When Kuchar wrote back to me and said, don't hold your breath, that's what got my colleague, Ghislaine Boulanger, it was the final straw for her and the final straw for me, and she developed this withholding dues movement to get people to withhold dues from APA until they changed the policy. And then the Psychoanalyst for Social Responsibility, we all got involved by trying to introduce sponsoring a resolution, and many of the members of Division 39 supported. It was actually introduced by a colleague of ours from Division 39 who used to be president of Psychoanalyst for Social Responsibility. His name is Neil Altman. He introduced a resolution at the San Francisco Convention in 2006 that there should be a suspension of psychologist involvement at Guantanamo and any similar site. It was overwhelmingly rejected by the Council of Representatives. The whole force of APA and all the resources were used to defeat it. They launched a propaganda campaign saying that, you can't deny people working in sites. You know, the challenging, difficult sites doesn't mean people shouldn't be working there. And on, and saying that, you know, this would interfere with the rights of forensic psychologists, people working in jails, and so on and so forth. So they rejected that. That was one of our major initiatives. At this point, I wrote an article about all of this, published in a journal. So we had to decide what our next move would be after the convention, after the referendum, after the resolution was turned down.